welcome to Wednesday's Words with English with Linguissimo, which will help you build your vocabulary so that you can improve your communication skills in English. My name is Vanessa. I'm the founder and CEO of Linguissimo. Today, I will cover the difference between whose and whose, as both words are pronounced the same, whose. Whose, W-H-O-S-E, means a qui. It is a possessive adjective that is used to ask questions about the possession. You want to know who the owner of an object is. It is often followed by the verb to be. For example, whose is it? A qui es? Whose book is it? A qui est ce livre? Whose shoes are these? A qui sont ces chaussures? Whose, W-H-O-S-E, also means dont. It is a relative pronoun. In oral speech, you don't hear it too much. It is used mostly in a formal way. I'm talking to a friend whose parents just divorced. Je parle à un, une, ami dont les parents viennent de divorcer. Whose, W-H-O apostrophe S, is often confused with whose, à qui, in writing, because they are pronounced the same, whose. Who is always followed by a verb in the third person singular. Whose, W-H-O apostrophe S, is the contraction of the relative pronoun who, qui, and the verb to be is, who is. For example, who's coming is the synonym of who is coming, qui vient. Whose, W-H-O apostrophe S, is also the contraction of the relative pronoun who, qui, and the verb to have, has. Who's got my money is a synonym of who has got my money, qui a mon argent. Some practice questions. Who's telling you what to do? Who's got your money? Whose book is Would You Like to Speak English with Me? Ta-da! That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Subscribe to English with Linguissimo. Practice, take care, and have a great Wednesday. Big hugs!